This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Well, we lost a champion for agriculture in Representative Colin Peterson, a Democrat from Minnesota. He ranked among the handful of politicians who truly understood agriculture in Washington, D.C.'s capital beltway. This November, the frank-talking Blue Dog Democrat lost his reelection bid. Those of us in agriculture owe him a tremendous debt of gratitude for his tireless work on our behalf. The departure of this 30-year House member, who was the ranking member on the House Committee of Agriculture, mind you, leaves a tremendous void in the hallways of Congress on all the agricultural issues. And Peterson ushered three most recent farm bills through the hallways of Congress. He reached across party lines to get it done. And above all, political leadership on both sides of the aisle trusted and listened to Peterson because he not only knew the agricultural issues in Minnesota, but throughout the country. And he stood alone in insightful farming acumen and in impeccable agricultural credentials. You just don't replace that.
Corey Geiger, managing editor of Hordes Dairyman magazine.
Tuesday.
And today, Dr. Mitlohner tells us more about those five pillars of sustainability.
The first one is environmental quality, and that's what most people associate sustainability with, air, water, climate. But that's not all of sustainability. Environmental quality is the first pillar. The second one is animal welfare. The third pillar is food safety. Any food safety issue around the products you produce will have a very negative impact on sustainability of your industry. You can imagine an outbreak of any kind would be devastating. So that's the third pillar of sustainability. The fourth one is workers. To attract and retain a qualified workforce is arguably one of the most important parts of sustainability. And if you were to ask California dairymen, they would tell you to them, this is the most important one. So that's number four. Number five is financial viability. So again, I repeat, environmental quality, animal welfare, food safety, workers, and financial viability.
Wednesday.
Today we're talking about deep cleaning, and as we transition into the colder months, you have some tips for us.
Calf feeding equipment, we rinse it in 110 degree water, and this is important because we don't want to rinse it in really hot water because that'll actually bake on the fats, and we don't want to do that. So 110 degree rinse. Then we want to do a soak in 140 degree temperature chlorinated alkaline detergent for 5 to 10 minutes, and that chlorinated alkaline detergent will chemically digest the biofilm. And then scrub for 2 minutes, rinse with lukewarm water, and then do a 50 to 100 part per million chlorine dioxide rinse. And the chlorine dioxide is the final step of the cleaning and sanitation process. And that's actually what provides the kill.
Some good advice. Thanks, Ryan, for those tips today. And if you have a question for Dr. Ryan Leiderman, simply email him at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Thursday.
I think we have to assume here that there will be a Biden administration starting in January. We can also assume that the Republicans will hold the Senate. There are two Senate seats in Georgia that are contested, and there will be special elections for both of those in January. But I would be very, very surprised if both of those were won by Democrats, and that would be the only way then that the overall Democratic Party would have a majority in the Senate. So what that means here, starting next year, is that you'll have a Democratic president, you'll have Democrats in control of the House, as they have been the last few years, and the Republicans will maintain control of the Senate, which is the current dynamic as well, with, I should say, very slim margins for both parties.
Our thanks to Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
Looks like we have lots of milk, Bill, in the United States. We're up 2.4% more milk, which means that's more milk than we can probably handle without having some impact on milk price due to 48,000 more dairy cows on farms in the U.S., and the cows are milking well this year. So the bottom line is that we could be looking at prices in March and April of $16.50 a hundred. We do have a program that our listeners should be aware of. It's called the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. And what that does is it covers the spread between milk price and feed costs. Our listeners need to be aware that it costs roughly 15 cents per hundredweight to buy this insurance, and then there's a $100 administrative fee as well. And that covers $9.50 spread. It covers roughly 5 million pounds of milk.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.